Good morning to you again, and thank God for this opportunity that God has given to us that we can come together as His church to listen to God's Word. For the next two Sundays, I thought it would be good for us to look at a particular theme called Strength for Today and Hope for Tomorrow. We thank God because it is God who gives us the strength, and we also thank God because He is the one who gives us hope. Before we pray and also look at the scriptures, I just want to remind you that next week it's going to be a communion Sunday. We are going to take communion together wherever we are. So I would ask you to prepare for next week. Maybe you can have a cup of juice, at the same time a loaf of bread. And then we will take communion together next week. Let's look to God in prayer as we give our attention to the passage that was just read to us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you because you're a God who sees us from heaven. And we thank you, Lord, because we have gathered in the most powerful name in this world of God, in this universe, the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we pray that you will continue to, Lord, help us to draw strength from you. Help us, Lord, to know that you are our comfort, our help, and our shield, and our refuge, and our strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear friends, we are living in a very turbulent time. Many of us will be thinking, what's going to happen? Right, we will be having questions, we will be having doubts. These moments can also make our faith much more steadfast in the Lord Jesus Christ, or at times it could also loosen our faith. Because the more that we read in the media today, we realize there are many cities in the world that have been shut down. People are just in a very panic stage, not knowing what to do. I think as Christians, one of the most powerful things is that, you know, Jesus is not only the Savior of our lives, but He is also the Lord of our lives. In other words, not only He dwells in our life, but He is there to help us, to lead us, to guide us in this journey. And so as faithful disciples of Christ, I think we are asked to be faithful followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the passage that was just read to us today, it's a very familiar passage. We have read it, we have meditated on it, or some of us have even, you know, studied it in length. We realize there's another passage also where Jesus is also, you know, walking on the water. The disciples were caught in a storm, not knowing what to do. Can you imagine? They were, some of them were seasoned fishermen. They knew the sea pretty well. But even then, what was happening? There was anxiety. There were questions. There were things that were beyond their control. And if you realize, Jesus was asleep in the stern when they called for help. The passage says, you know, Jesus stood and immediately He rebuked the storm. And then He calmed the hearts of the disciples. You know, when I look at this particular passage, and also in the time that we are living in, you know, many times we tend to ask this question, is Jesus aware of what's happening? Because earlier we were reading another passage in Psalm that Jesus is, the Lord is looking from heaven. Is He aware? Is He aware of what's happening? And when I look at this passage, I realize, you know, Jesus is aware of what's happening in our lives, and particularly the storm that we see. Let's look at the passage, Mark chapter 4, verses 34 to 41. It says, as evening came, Jesus said to His disciples, let's cross to the other side of the river. And then in the later part of the passage, we realize there was a furious storm. You know, for a moment we'll ask, you know, Jesus is the Lord of this world, the Savior of this world. Is He not aware? Is he not aware that there is going to be a storm? Because he's the creator of the entire universe. Nothing exists without the word or the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is God not aware what's happening? You know, the passage reminds us, I think God is aware. God is aware of the storm that you and I face, not only now, even yesterday's, or even the tomorrow's. We might be having storms, we do not know, but God is aware of the storms that happens. The Bible teaches us that in Psalm 147, that God numbers the stars. Can you imagine? He numbers the stars and he even names the stars. God is aware. God is aware of what's happening in our lives. Job beautifully writes in Job chapter 31, verse 4, he says that God numbers my steps. In other words, you know, God is aware of every movement that I make. He sees. You know why? Because he's a God is so much of love for us. Some of us will be wondering, is Christ aware? Some of us will be asking the usual question, why did God allow such things to happen in this world? But let me remind you again and again from the scripture, you know, God is aware what's happening in the world. Because nothing is hidden. And God is totally aware. And so that's the confidence we should have, you know, that God knows my pain. God knows my struggle. God knows my difficulties. God knows the situation I'm in. God knows what's happening in me. The struggles, the pain, the anxiety, the doubts, the fears, the uncertainty. God is aware and he knows what's happening all around. You know, when I look at this passage, I realize, you know, people react differently, you know, when they are in a different or challenging moments or even adverse moments in the time. You know, when you look at the passage, you know, for a moment I was just trying to imagine. You know, I was just trying to imagine how the disciples would have reacted. Probably, you know, the seasoned ones, people like Peter would have said, you know, when the storm was there, he would have said, you know, I probably could actually handle that storm. Because I'm a seasoned fisherman. I know the sea pretty well. Maybe he took some time, right, before he yelled or even shouted or even asked for help from the Lord Jesus Christ. I was looking at the other disciples who were not familiar. Fishing was not their trade. Maybe they were just thinking, maybe this is the end of my life. I do not know what to do, right? The boat is shaking. Not only, you know, the water was hitting the boat, but the water was just coming into the boat. Not only the external things were affecting me, but I'm troubled inside. Water is coming into my boat of life. It is coming inside. Maybe some of the disciples would have thought, you know, I shouldn't have actually followed Jesus Christ. I should have stayed back, right? They would have said, you know, or some of them might have even thought, you know, maybe this is the end of everything. It's not worth following. It's not worth living. You know, moments like this, we act differently. Like some of us will know that Jesus is in the storm. Some of us might even have doubts. You know, will Jesus come and save us? Is he not aware? Or some of us might be even shaken and say, why? Why me, Lord? Why should I go through this kind of pain and suffering in my life? People react differently. And let me tell you know, the Lord knows. Because not only he knows my steps, he knows my thoughts, he knows how you and I are responding to difficulties, to calamities, to things that affects our lives. And so Jesus is aware. You might be a seasoned Christian, or you might be a new Christian. Wherever you are in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, He's fully aware. He knows. And then when I looked at this particular passage, it's beautiful, right? It says, it doesn't tell me that only a certain disciples were calling on Jesus Christ. It says, if you look at the passage very carefully, in verse 38, Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke up shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we are going to drown?" Right? In other words, the passage is very clear. It says the disciples, my guess is the entire disciples were just shaking the Lord and saying, "Teacher, Master, Rabbi, don't you care?" I believe Peter was also, you know, looking at Jesus, shooking Jesus, saying, "Jesus, don't you care?" And even John, even Thomas, even Simon, I believe every disciple was just shaking Jesus and saying, "Lord, we need you. We need your help. We need you to help us." And I think it's a powerful reminder. I think, you know, God wants every person to call on Him. I believe it's a wonderful call that God is calling us as a church. Each and every one of us have to call and say, "Lord, we need you." Like last week, we were looking at the passage, you know, in 2 Chronicles, we realized when Jehoshaphat called for a fast, right, from the young to the old, they all gathered from every town, they gathered for a fast, and they were calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friends, wherever you are, I would encourage you. I would challenge you and also invite you to pray. Spend some time and call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So next week will be, you know, our Communion Sunday. At the same time, we do have corporate prayer. We will be sending out prayer requests to your homes, to your families, to you. You know, we want to ask you to spend together as families, right? Together and just calling the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because without Him, we can do nothing. You know, the passage doesn't end here. You know, the passage is so beautiful because I love God's Word, because every time you read God's Word, you know, we are challenged. We draw strength from God's Word. You know, you tend to see that Jesus can calm the storm. Jesus can calm the storm, and Jesus is able to do anything, my friend. He is able to calm the storm. Now, when you look at the passage, you know, not only He was calming the storm, Jesus stood, right? And then He spoke. He said, "Silence, be still." And immediately the wind stopped and there was great calm. Jesus is able to change the entire situation that we are in, my friend. He's able. He's the Lord of the entire universe. He's the creator of the entire universe. At the name, at the word of Jesus, there was total calm. Great calm came upon the entire place. Not only is he able to change the situation, but he was also able to comfort the hearts of the disciples. Right? I believe they were so calm. For a moment, I believe they were smiling to themselves and saying, "Oh, thanks be to Jesus." I believe they were just rejoicing deep inside and saying, "Oh, God, I've been so wonderful. This rabbi is so great." There was joy, there was calm in their hearts. You know, when I look at this passage, I also realize, you know, the Word of God says they were terrified too. In other words, it's a very interesting word in this text. It is not the same fear they had, but now they had reverence for this Jesus Christ. Fear became reverence. They looked at Jesus and they said, "Who is this man? Who is this man? Even the wind and the waves obey him." There was awe. They were seeing Jesus differently. That he's no more an ordinary rabbi. He's no more an ordinary teacher. That he has authority over the wind and the waves. They began to see Jesus differently. They had a new eyesight altogether. Not only that, you know, if you realize, in the early church, it also says in verse 31 of Acts chapter 9, you realize they were living in the fear of the Lord. In other words, they were living in the awe and saying, "God is so powerful." And that was their fear. They saw the greatness of God. They saw the goodness of God. They saw the awe of God. And God was so powerfully working in their lives. Before I pray, let me remind you, there was another incident after this particular passage. If you realize that there was another storm. They went through another storm. There was another fear. There was anxiety. But Jesus was there, just walking in the water. My friends, when you look at this passage, when you look at life, let me tell you, there will be storms. There will be troubles. Not only today, it can be tomorrow, it can be another month's time, it can be another 6 months' time. But one thing is for sure, Jesus is aware. Jesus knows, my friend, and he wants us to have faith in him. He wants us to trust him. He wants us to have confidence in him. And he wants us to call upon his name. Because when we call upon his name, he's always there to help us. Let's quieten our hearts today and let's pray and ask God to help us. Help us not to see the waves. Help us not to see the storm, but help us to see Jesus. Let's pray. Many a times I believe that we tend to see the storms because it's very normal for us. But Christ is wanting us to look at him. Because he has the authority over the winds and the waves. I want to invite you for a moment to look at Jesus. Because the more I see Christ, the more I know that he is with me, even in the midst of the storm. As David reminds us in Psalm 23, "Even though I walk through the valley of darkness, I fear no evil. Lord, you are also with me there." Father, we thank you, Lord, because you're a God who's able to help us. And help us, Lord, to look at Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We love you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.